meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Mm-hmm. All right there, buddy boy.
Yep.
Ready to rock and roll?
Let's go. What's the matter?
I was gone all day today.
You actually look cross-eyed at the screen. I mean,
yeah.
Your eyes are like disconjugated.
I came straight here from work.
Oh, yeah.
I always hate that.
Bad times.
Like to run home, take a little nap and a whack. Shaving a haircut. Two bits. When I was in France with the army. Chris?
Excuse me, this is Tom Brokaw. This just in from Somalia. Sorry, I've been drinking a little bit off the Gaza Strip today. It's Tom Brokaw.
Well, do a not drunk Tom Brokaw.
Good evening. It's a little hard because I'm a little off the wagon tonight.
I think he only does a drunken Tom Brokaw.
What is the deal there?
Yeah. Don't want to hear any more of that?
Go ahead if you want to poke at the wound.
This whole show has become poking at the wound.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you know.
Yes, go ahead, Tom. Give us what went on the Gaza Strip tonight.
Well, like I said, I was shopping at Kmart the other day. And
no, the Gaza Strip.
Right, the Gaza Strip. And I saw a little pretty pop and I said, oh.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't mind a guy who does an impersonation or does a put-on or does any of that, but you got to do something with it a little bit, right?
Yeah, he's fired.
All right. Nick?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yes, I am.
What's up, Nick?
Okay, well, this happened, a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 4 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And my parents, they went out of town.
Yeah.
And, I had a couple friends over and everything, and it was getting late, and my sister had to bring one of my friends home because it was getting really late, you know. And so I went to go look for her, and when I went in my room, I caught her making out with my best friend. Well, not my best friend, but I know her. She's one of my friends.
Yeah.
And I caught her making out with her. And
how old is your sister?
16.
And this girl is 14.
No, I'm 14.
And how old is your friend?
My friend, the girlfriend, she's 16 also. But we're, you know, it's like church thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they're making out on your bed?
No, in her room. Because I went to look for her because she had to bring my other friend home.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think she's a lesbian?
Well, that's what I don't know, because when I, was in there, she's like, oh, did you see anything and anything? I was like, I told her no, because I was, afraid that she'd get mad.
No, smart. Did you see anything? It's always the wrong question to ask.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Oh, that's why, see, chicks can't lie. Did you see anything?
What? What are you talking about?
All right, so they were kissing, right?
Yeah, but that's not even really my question.
All right.
Well, the thing is, she has a boyfriend, which is, I don't know, that's why it's really throwing me off. And her boyfriend's one of my really good friends.
Uh-oh.
He's 15.
Is your sister kind of prone to chaotic relationships?
Kind of. Not really, though.
Maybe she's just experimenting. Maybe it's just one of those things.
And folks out of town.
Keep an eye on her. I don't know.
But
what?
Should I tell my parents, though? Because they're really religious, and I am kind of too, and I'm kind of scared for.
Why don't you tell? How about you told a clergy, somebody at church?
We're Mormon. That's the thing.
They don't have clergy.
Oh. Yeah.
What do they have as a Mormon?
Oh, it's a ward.
Security guards. Wardens.
They have wardens?
No, it's a ward. That's what we call our church.
Oh, really?
You have a bishop.
Oh.
That's actually my dad is the bishop.
Your dad's a bishop?
Yeah, that's so I can't really go into to anyone.
Try to avoid him, yeah.
Can you talk with your sister?
right now or?
No, not right a second. I mean, could you about what you saw?
Not she'll freak out on me.
Hold on a second. Let me talk to Uncle Drew. Oh, isn't that child abuse? Child abuse when your parents are Mormon? Is that considered child abuse?
No, not necessarily. Not immediately.
Okay. Look, he can't tell his sister. She's freaked out enough. He can't tell dad.
No.
He's got to stay away from the church with this information. Leave mom alone. So I just slide out of this. Oh. Sister's probably freaked out. She's doing a little experimenting. She's learned her lesson.
I suspect that if he feels the courage or the inclination, he should at least kind of put the sister on notice. You know, I kind of saw what you're up to, and I worry about you. I worry about my friend.
All right, hold on, Nick.
Yeah.
Here's what you can do. Mm-hmm. You can say to your sister, "I saw what you're doing with that girl."
Yeah.
And your boyfriend is a friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like I should tell him.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell him.
Oh.
But I won't tell him, and you promise me you won't screw around on him, and we're all straight, and we'll forget this whole thing ever happened.
Okay.
And then you're good. Then you're covered. You know what I mean? Because I bet the boyfriend, his friend, probably wouldn't appreciate him telling them anyway.
Right.
Listen, this is the way I would like it if someone caught my girlfriend screwing around.
Right. Somebody looking out for you.
I'd appreciate if they went up to him and said, hey, whore.
Well,
hello.
Not whore, ho.
Earth to ho.
Yeah.
Stop doing that, and we won't say anything.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate if everyone just did that with everything with me.
Adam.
Don't tell me anything. Just go talk to somebody else and tell them to stop doing whatever it is they're doing that I'm not going to like.
Wow. Hang on a second. This is an important one.
All right. Let's talk to Josh, who's 19.
Hey.
Hey.
Josh.
I have an 8-month-old baby, and its urine smells like maple syrup, and I was wondering what exactly causes that.
Too many trips to the IHOP?
No. Are you actually serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay. There is a syndrome, I believe it's an inborn error metabolism of branched-chain amino acids that makes I mean, this is a serious deal. You got to take that kid in tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I believe, I forget the name of it, but it has maple syrup urine. It's sort of the classic symptom.
Aunt Jemima syndrome?
Can you do that, Josh?
Yeah.
I mean, that is a big deal. Why didn't they?
Why is it a big deal?
Well, it can lead to all kinds of defects in the system.
An 8-month-old?
Yeah, the longer you go with this.
Well, why would they have picked it up, or why would someone have picked it up?
Well, I'm not a pediatrician, so I don't know how they screen for this or if they do, but maple syrup urine is something you got to take in right away.
All right, I'll do that.
Wait, hey.
Yeah.
Peter, make sure they get Josh's phone number, and I'd like to hear what the follow-up is on this call. Okay, is that all right, Josh? Did we hear what happens with this?
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Basically, I think they put the kid on a special diet, if I remember right, and that's about it. But hold on a second.
Pete, and no one knows who Pete is.
I know.
Even Pete doesn't know who Pete is, but Pete, stop flailing your arms and screaming obscenities at the TV set that's in the next studio. It's wildly distracting. I have no idea what's going on over there.
He was actually doing impersonations of Aunt Jemima in here. Because when he was said about the maple syrup. Yeah.
Jeez, what's with the crazed look and the arms flopping about and staring up at the TV set while you're doing it? Okay.
That's a big deal if we actually say that could be save someone's.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They accumulate. I forget. I'm not a pediatrician, but they accumulate. They don't break down branched chain amino acid. I remember how this works, and they get like brain damage. It's a bad thing.
And that's why the urine. One of the signs is the urine smells like maple syrup.
Yeah.
I like the pure maple syrup. I don't like that stuff with all that corn syrup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you live right straight from Vermont.
You eat the pure maple syrup? Yeah,
listen, I lived in New England for a while. You'd hammer
a... Put a tap
right in the tree.
Yeah. Listen, all you white trashians out there, you got to get some of that pure maple syrup. That's the way to go. Yeah. You know how you can tell people who are idiots?
Yeah.
They don't even like the good stuff. I can't remember who it was, but there's this person I didn't like once, and they were like, they actually wanted the fake maple syrup over the real maple syrup.
Right, or maybe it was me talking about the bad coffee while we broadcast.
That could have been it. Jordan?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a friend, and she's like, well, she's sort of like a friend, and I hang out with like a group of people.
Hold on, let's recap.
I have this friend.
Right.
She's sort of like a friend.
Right.
And I hang out with a group of people.
All right, I know what the answer is.
And?
Okay, see,
maple syrup.
You
gotta turn your radio down, sweet bee.
Sorry.
That's all right.
She's, okay, see, she hangs out with us and all, but, my other friends and I are kind of, like, annoyed by her, because she does, like, really annoying things.
Like what?
Like, she's, like, really picky, like, everything that we do is, like, really picky, and she's a really big hypocrite.
All right. This is not Tiger Beat Hotline, is it? But just get her out of there.
Yeah, well, we tell her, like, that, like, let her know that she's not kind of wanted, you know?
Right.
Like,
well,
she, like, doesn't get the message, and she, like...
Yeah, but she will. She will. You have to wait till she falls asleep on a slumber party, and then set her on fire. Yeah, like a hobo.
Yeah.
Now listen, just work her out of the equation. And this happens all the time.
Yeah, it's cruel though when it does.
Yeah, but what is it? What is it? It's kids do this, and it's a phase. It's not at 8 years old so much.
Yeah.
I remember going through it, like age. I don't know, maybe it's like 12 to 15. You have a little clique of friends, and then there's somebody else in that clique of friends. And that one person has to become the sort of sacrificial lamb for the group of friends.
The scapegoat.
Yeah. And, you know, a million years ago, we probably would have just tossed them into a volcano.
That's exactly the impulse. It is religious sacrifice.
Right. Now we just kind of make fun of their hair.
Yeah.
But... you would get together with the other friends and be like, don't let Stewie find out. Who's going to... Oh, you know he's going to show up. And it's like, it was weird. You're having this circle within a circle of friends.
Well, I wonder what it is about that guy.
Why do you need that guy?
You need that guy to create the cohesion of the group.
Right, right.
But who? Why isn't that guy part of the group?
It was a four-man group, but we added a fifth guy so me and the other four guys could really bond over a common cause, which was wanting to get the fifth guy out.
To sacrifice the fifth guy, yeah.
And once in a while, you could blame one of the guys in the group. You told Stewie we're going skating? Oh, dude.
But what was it about the guy that we...
Bro. Guy, dude, bro. Dude, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
But why that guy? Why do we pick that one?
I don't know. And I don't know why that goes on. And I don't know why it seems to be strongest at about 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
But I can hear it in young Jordan's voice.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they love to combine. Women have this gene. Well, this goes into their 50s.
9 to 50.
55.
Yeah.
Whenever menopause sets in. They love to talk about that one that they don't want in the group. And then... I see women doing this in their 30s. I just yell at them. It's like, look, stop hanging out with her.
Mm-hmm.
But they need it. Yes, they need that scapegoat. Just like I need the person in front of me on the freeway so I can yell at somebody. Dave?
Yeah.
You're 28?
I'm 28, yeah.
What's up?
Well, this is what's up. I'm gay. I've been out since I was 25. Mm-hmm. I was in the closet until I was 25, which was a big old mess.
Good times.
Dr. Drew can tell you I was drinking a lot, doing a lot of drugs, just very unhappy with myself.
Right.
Kind of forcing myself to date girls, you know, just to make it look like it was supposed to be, you know.
Same here.
Oh, speaking of, let me tell you something I heard that just reminds me. Do you remember that show, The Bachelor?
Yeah.
I
heard that guy is gay, the guy that was the bachelor.
No, you claimed he
was. No, I heard it came back to me later in a report.
Drew took one look at this guy, he's like, he's gay.
I said, it didn't fit for me, it didn't work. I thought, maybe this guy's trying to hide his homosexuality or something.
Man. How incredible is that?
Did look a little
Yeah, you know what, you go to all lengths to try and hide it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you become a very good actor.
But I'd heard that somebody reported that.
To the length where you get married to a woman, that length?
Oh, people do that all the time.
Yeah, well, I know they do, yeah, and I did until I was 25, and I'll tell you, it became like a habit. It became like it was almost part of my vocabulary. A good-looking girl would go by, and I would force myself to look at her.
That is,
just out of the fact that if I don't do that, people will think I'm strange.
We had a discussion last night about somebody, so I don't know how old that guy was, like 16. His friends were giving him a bunch of grief because they believed he had made a choice to be gay.
Right.
He said, look, people, if they're making a choice, they're in front of choice to force themselves not to be, if anything.
Exactly. How is this a choice? I was trying to be straight till I was 25.
I know.
It was not working.
And
I was drinking myself into a stupor and doing drugs and denying myself, you know.
Hold on.
Did you say stupor or pooper?
Stupor, but he said denying himself, which means he didn't even masturbate, Adam.
You didn't masturbate to guys? Oh, wait a minute. Oops, the wrong guy. You didn't masturbate to guys, Dave?
Did I masturbate the guys? I had a couple of
two guys. Two guys.
Younger.
No, two guys.
No, I missed that part. No.
No.
To the thought of.
Did you?
What's that?
What was inside of your head when you were beating off, guys or girls?
Oh, guys were. All
guys.
The time. All the time. All the time.
Same
all the time.
Same
yeah, but honestly, I don't know if I was born gay or not, but the truth is that around 14 or 16, it was guys.
All right.
And there was going to be no way I was going to live that way because I was brought up Catholic, so it was like, this is the way it's going to be. I'm going to be get married, have kids, and have a life, and that would never have happened. Everyone would have been miserable. So
did your mom freak out?
Not really. She kind of, you know what, honestly, about half the people that I told kind of knew.
No.
And the other half kind of were like, sort of like, oh, really? We're kind of shocked. But you know what? Nowadays, honestly, like I'm 28. I think about the kids that are coming out in high school now, and it's really not that big of a deal.
Right.
No.
I work in a restaurant business where most of the kids are between 16 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
And being gay is just like having blonde hair.
Right. Right.
It's just like, oh, you're gay.
Right.
When I was in high school, being gay was something to be made fun of.
Interesting.
This was a big deal. You
right.
did not just go and say, hey, I'm gay. Whatever.
Right.
So for me, this is really weird to come out and say I'm gay and have everybody say, oh, that's cool. You know, whatever.
Is that okay? Do you have resentments about that?
I do. I do have resentments that I wasted up until I was 25 forcing myself to date women.
But you don't somehow need people to be angry with you or rejecting of you for being gay.
Drew. That's
all right. You had a question, though.
Yeah. Well, let's finish up on that. Yeah, I do kind of hate myself. Now I feel like I'm in a rat race to get as many guys as I can to catch up with all my buddies who have been really having sex since they were 18 when I was faking it with these women.
Right.
You know,
be
now
careful.
That I'm 28, I kind of feel like I lost out on 10 years of sex.
But as a gay guy, you can get laid a lot, right?
Well, it's you'd be surprised.
Really?
It's not as easy as it sounds.
Sad.
I mean,
sad.
It's been happening. It's been happening.
Right.
Yeah, gay guys always want to have sex. So you would think.
That's
figure,
what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Want to ask him your questions you're so curious about?
Oh,
curious. The question I'm curious about is this. Starts to get a little bald on the top of my head, losing a little bit of hair. So I went to the doctor for a prescription for propecia, and it's not covered under my insurance plan, so it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine is a pharmacy tech, and he told me that there's a drug called Proscar, which is exactly the same drug.
Much smaller dose, propecia.
Right. So what we've been doing, me and my friend, for the past, I would say, 6 months, is breaking up with a pill splitter and taking them. And
well,
you know,
the propecia is not a half or a quarter.
Right. We're trying to break them into quarters so that it's as close to 1 milligram as possible.
Yeah, okay.
I know this is not legit. I know.
Well, it's the right idea, but you really want to get, it's a low, low dose propecia.
All right.
Well, the Proscar can shut you down. Proscar will shut down your testosterone production.
You know what? That kind of seems what's happening. The side effects that I'm having are really scaring me. I mean, I don't want to lose, the hair is growing back, and it's growing great.
Interesting.
And I'm really happy about that. The problem is, every time I pee, I kind of feel like I can't. It's not coming out.
Maybe there's some dookie blocking it.
Are you?
No.
It could happen.
Hey, and that's another thing that actually, I've been listening to you guys forever.
No.
And a statistic that you brought up a few weeks ago is very true.
Yeah.
80% of gay men don't participate in anal sex.
See? I know. It breaks my heart.
I know it does. And I hate to hear that, but you know what? That's true. I'm one of that 80%.
You're the blower guy, right?
No, you know what? I'll do it, but it's not on my menu of the top things to do. I'm a blower, yeah.
Yeah, blow. Yeah. Right.
But yeah, that's...
All right.
Some go, some blow. Well, listen, I need one other question from you.
No, really?
One other. Dave?
The other part of the question is, when I ejaculate, 90% of the time, nothing comes out.
Yeah, this is all part of the same. Are you on any other medication?
No.
No, cold?
That's what's scaring me.
Cold medicine? Cold medicine, anything like that?
Actually, yeah, Claritin.
Claritin D?
No, regular.
Claritin D can cause this kind of stuff. So, look, if you're taking any kind of decongestant, that can do it. Otherwise, it must be that Propecia you're taking or the version of it you're taking.
I am.
You might reduce it down to 3 times a week and just see if that continues to have the side effects.
I'm so shocked and appalled at the amount of gay men who don't participate in anal sex. It breaks my heart, Drew. It really does.
It bursts your bubble, as it were. Right?
All that fudge-packing humor.
Gone. Mm-hmm.
Up in smoke. Out the window. Like a fart in the wind.
Hmm.
It's rough, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got to focus more on the pole smoking and that kind of humor.
You can still use the anal sex humor, right?
The fudge packers?
Hmm.
It just doesn't seem accurate anymore.
Well, you know, they know the reference. The reference is no longer lost. I mean, if you said union or industrial or... You know.
What's that
fudge
for?
Fudge packing?
Yeah, what about that? All right. Keith?
Yes?
You're 23?
Yes.
Oh, Peter Lorre.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't got any time for you, so ask your question.
No, actually, it's not really a question. Well, you know, it's for Dr. Drew. My penis has been bleeding for about the last 4 hours.
The skin?
Yeah, well, no, when it's coming out of the actual tip.
Yeah. I don't buy it.
Huh?
Don't believe is it? You mean it's dripping out of the tip, or when you urinate, you have blood?
Well, no, it's kind of dripping out. It was about 4 hours ago.
Did you cut yourself or something?
No, I was over. Actually, the first time that I've talked about this outside of my boyfriend, but I was out, at his house.
Yeah. Normally, this is bogus.
Bogus. Here, man.
All right, go ahead.
No.
Yeah, because when guys try to sound upset, it's always bad.
No, I'm nervous about it bleeding. I'm not really upset. You know, it just it's worrying me a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. Don't. He's not trying to sound upset. I'm saying.
Okay.
The only hospital near me is St. Mary's County General Hospital. Someone that I know works in the emergency room there. I know this person very well, so I can't exactly go to the emergency room to be seen because, I'm not out of the closet, by any imagination.
All right, first of all, that individual works 24/7 in the emergency room?
No, they're on duty now.
Okay, how do you know? How do you know?
Because I know the person very well.
What shift do they do?
Actually was the 11-7, and they changed everything around up there, so now it's 12-8. I talked to him earlier today, actually.
How'd you hurt your penis?
My boyfriend, we normally, I receive, whatever it is, and it's hard to talk about, but anyways, he finally tonight, he asked me to go ahead and try, giving it to him.
All right.
So,
You didn't wear a condom?
Well, no, I did wear a condom.
No, he heard he bent his penis.
Well, no, when he's inside of me, he likes it when, I shake around a little bit. I don't know what the hell you want to call it, but, I move around a little bit.
Hold on. See, we got that show Crank Anchors coming out in a few weeks, yeah. And I have...
You've learned
I made
tune into
thousands
that.
Of bogus calls and sat next to guys, and it's that always, it's, if this isn't bogus, this is exactly what a bogus call sounds like. It's that sort of fake, earnest,
pseudo-urgency.
Yeah, you know the thing that's weird is people that are effed up don't sound that effed up.
Yeah, they have no insight.
They go... It's this voice. This is really embarrassing for me. I'm not sure how to say it, but
that's bogus.
When I'm in my boyfriend, and again, this is really embarrassing, and I'm pretty uncomfortable, but bear with me.
Yeah. I have to tell you how uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's that way, but it's that tone and that cadence.
Yeah.
And geez, I don't know how to say this because nobody knows, but this is really embarrassing. But yeah.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
Guys, man, the reason why I'm trying to keep a low voice is because I'm about a floor away from my grandparents.
All right, go ahead. So right. What
so
happened?
You
were inside.
No, when he's in you, he likes you to wiggle around.
Just to mess around, I guess. And then, so tonight when I did it, for the first freaking time, never again, I'm telling you, I went in and he did that to me.
He wiggled around.
He, moved really, really quick and, to the left and right, and I was, I was caught off guard, and I think it bent or something. So I called the Ask a Nurse thing, and they said it might be, an angulated fracture or something, something like that. And the lady, she was basically saying the same thing that you guys are. It doesn't sound like this is real, and I'm sitting here freaking bleeding.
All right, well, you can tear your urethra by various means, and... the thing is to apply pressure and to get, you're going to need a little surgery if that's in fact what you did do. And you're going to have to go to the emergency room at some point or else first thing in the morning call a urologist office and get in there. If you can't control the bleeding.
Tell the guy, how do you know the guy who works at the hospital?
For a while he and I were,
Why well, then you, why would you be embarrassed to say that you're gay in front of him?
No, I'm not embarrassed about that. It's the thing that, he thinks I'm not seeing anybody, and, it's a whole big
mess. Yeah, but you wouldn't be talking about this on the air.
There's no place else I can talk about it.
Right. Yes, there is.
All right.
Look, He, Drew, why doesn't he wait till the guy gets off at 7 in the
well,
morning?
Well, if he's having brisk bleeding, he can bleed to death. If he's really, I mean, like, urinating blood quite literally constantly.
No, he says blood is just dripping out his urethra.
That can, if you can't control that with pressure, that can...
Couldn't you do what I do when I, like, you know, get a lap dance, which I just shove a cigarette butt up
pipe,
the urethra?
Pipe cleaner.
No, a cigarette butt will work. It will absorb.
Oh, I see the wrong
anything
end.
The filter. Cigarette butt. Yeah. Right up in there.
Mm-hmm. All right, but he really needs to if you know.
Yeah. Okay.
If it means going to a hospital an hour away.
Understand.
Maybe
work.
A better way than waking 8 hours.
You're plowing your boyfriend's ass and he starts shaking it around.
Well, you can rip. You can tear your.
Okay.
Your sheets.
Okay.
I'll pull the pictures out. I'm gonna show you.
No.
Yeah, how that results in bleeding through from the urethra is a little mysterious, but you can tear the urethra.
All right. Had all the makings of a bogus call, but
it's serious enough that we can't
tear something in your peenie. You got to go in and see the weenie doctor.
That's right.
We'll take a break. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah, baby. You ready to rock, Drewsker?
Dude.
Husker
wow.
Drew. Let's go, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got an email. Listen to this. I haven't read it yet, but it's from the Tom Shales Electronic Media.
Tom Shales. That's
hey, buddy.
Tom Shales is my favorite fat fag reviewer. That's right.
Okay.
He's the one that called me a Neanderthal and gave the man show minus 4 stars. Yeah.
Described me, I believe, as smugly preening, if I remember his words.
Yeah. I want to give a quick shout out to my good fat fag buddy, Tom Shales, the reviewer over there at the Washington Post or wherever the hell he resides. Keep writing, buddy, because guess what I'm doing? A fourth season of The Man Show.
Nice.
Isn't it hard to believe? And I know everyone reads those reviews and puts so much stock in them. I'm amazed that a show that got minus 4 stars could still remain on the air.
Shocked.
Shocking.
Well, such a Neanderthal, a man with no showmanship like yourself. How dare you appear on television?
Yep. Friday, we go into the studio and start the fourth season. So keep on writing, you big fat homo. Tatum?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up, Spunky Brewster?
Okay, a couple weeks ago, or over the weekend, I was at a party with, like, my boyfriend and all my girlfriends, and, like, we were drinking and dancing.
Uh-huh.
And my boyfriend was, like, over-dancing with this girl, so I decided to go dance with him. Well, then we started kissing, like, all three of us.
Ooh.
You know?
Were you all drunk?
I was, like, pretty tipsy.
And pretty tipsy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was ditzy, falling down, you know.
Ditzy and tipsy are not the usual descriptors that go before someone who's about to engage in a threesome.
Falling down was good enough, and she was loaded.
Mm.
And then, like, later, we all go into, like, the bedroom and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And clothes start coming off, and, like, just, we had a threesome.
Like, you kind of had a threesome?
No, we did.
He had sex with her?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'm so not a person to do that. Like, I frown on things like that. Like,
right.
Don't do anything like that. And
how did you feel about it when it happened?
Personally, I thought it was, like, funny, or, like, not funny, but, like, weird, different.
And right. How did you feel about your boyfriend?
I liked having sex with my boyfriend.
Yeah, but didn't he have sex with someone else?
Yeah.
What were you doing when he was having sex with her?
I was, like, kind of kissing her and touching her in places.
Wow.
And now, like, at school, it's, like, totally odd. Like, I'll see her, and, like, we won't, like, say anything.
High school?
Yeah, we're seniors.
That's it. I'm beating off.
Right now? So you go back. Go ahead.
That's it. She's 18, right?
Go ahead. Well, go ahead. Take a break.
Like, can
take a minute? Yeah, go ahead.
And my boyfriend and I haven't talked since.
I'm gone, Tatum. I'm just saying.
Hold on. You guys don't wear uniforms, do you?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. I'm beating off. I'm going to beat off again.
Not right here. God's sakes, not here.
Too late.
Come on. Go, at least step outside.
Done. Seriously, uniforms?
Yeah, we do. We have to wear plaid skirts and white shirts with either a jacket or a vest.
You're Catholic.
Not again.
If you say saddle shoes, that's it. I'm going to blast my chair across this room. No,
I do.
No, you don't wear saddle shoes.
We can, like, pretty, we can wear, like, where we have to wear black shoes. It doesn't matter what kind. They just have to be black.
Yeah. So, where were we? Wow. Wow. And he had sex with her right in front of you, and it didn't freak you out, huh?
Not really.
And had you ever had sex with your boyfriend before?
Yeah, twice.
Twice before.
What'd that's you guys, it. What'd just you guys, twice.
Is anybody pregnant now? Do you use some contraception?
No, no one's pregnant. I don't think anyone is.
Well, you know, sometimes when you have sex, the outcome of that is pregnancy, right?
Oh, yes.
Right, so what did you do to prevent that?
Well, we use a condom.
Oh, you did?
And I'm on birth control.
Oh. Well, now, which one of you did he finish with? Because that's the true sign of a... You.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. Smooth move. And what was she doing?
She was, like, kissing him and, like...
Wow.
How old is this guy?
He's 18.
Son of a bitch. What'd the chick look like?
She's kind of cute, I guess.
Wow. My God. This couldn't have been going on when I was in high school.
No, don't worry.
You don't think so?
No.
Good.
Please.
Go back and blow up the school. All right, so now your question, Tatum, is what?
Like, I don't know what to do, like, at school. Like, I have prom on Saturday, and my boyfriend and I are supposed to go, but...
Yeah.
We haven't talked or anything.
Does he want to break up with you, or does he want to start seeing her?
I don't know.
Well, here's the deal with the threesomes.
She's pretty cavalier about the whole
thing.
Yeah,
to the point where I almost don't believe it. But yeah. it's there are usually unexpected outcomes, essentially always.
Yeah, I don't believe her either.
Yeah.
Tatum?
Yes?
Oh, there we go. Now I really don't believe her.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Why not?
No, I really don't. I think some guy put you up to this.
No.
No?
I'm like an only child. I don't have like any guy friends besides my boyfriend.
Well, how long have you been dating him?
About 5.5 months now.
And you only had sex with him twice before this?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I didn't believe in it. Like, I always thought you should have sex when you get married.
And yet you're on birth control pills?
Yeah, I'm on birth control because of my weight.
Your weight?
Yeah.
You're not heavy enough?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not anorexic, but like, I used to be. So they put it on to like, increase right. my appetite and stuff.
Starts to fiddle more there, right?
All okay. right. Starting to come together.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's the deal. These threesomes always create very unexpected outcomes. Unexpected feelings occur. And what might be going on here is the two of them may be thinking about dating each other and leaving you out. That might be where some of the weirdness is coming from.
But you haven't spoke to your boyfriend since this time, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like they're like boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, but again, you know.
Okay, why don't you call him up?
Okay.
You never thought to call him up?
Well, he usually always calls me after school.
Well, at least to clarify what's going on with the prom situation.
Yeah.
Are we still going to the prom or not? What's going on here? I haven't heard from you in a while. Reasonable to call about that.
Well, hold on, are you talking to me?
I always, you know, I'm always bugging you about that.
True, who'd you go to prom with? You had a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
What'd you wear? Something bad?
I had mono my senior prom.
You
I
did?
I was sick. Ugh.
So what'd you do?
I went for about half an hour and went home.
Really?
Yeah.
Just did a bunch of coke, banged the bejesus out of your girlfriend, and then speed. Went home. Oh, speed. Did a bunch of crank, banged the bejesus out of your girlfriend, and then went home.
I couldn't because of the speed.
Oh, I see.
I was sick.
Did a bunch of crank, had your girlfriend try to perform oral on you for like 45 minutes and then went home?
Right.
Yeah. My prom date's dead. I know I've said that a couple of times. Very sad.
It is sad.
Nice girl. Way too good for me.
Was she one of the fifth wheels that was scapegoated by her friends?
No, she was a very nice girl. Went to like a place called Corvallis. It was like a Catholic school. Real cute girl. Nice family. Everything was great.
What happened with her?
I killed her. No. First thing I did was... prom day was like also senior ditch day.
Mm-hmm.
You guys didn't have that at the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for albino hemophiliacs, but we had ditch day, and it was always prom day. And I knew it well because I took senior ditch day off every year I went to high school.
Yeah,
took it in 10th, 11th, and 12th. I went to the beach and I was trying to get a tan.
Yeah,
you know, for the prom. But I ended up spending like 4.5 hours in the sun and got sunburnt.
Right.
So I just looked like a tomato. Stuffed into this rented tux. And nothing. Didn't really score.
Yeah, I went to a high school musical as well.
Little making out. And then my prom date, like 5 years later, just dropped dead.
Suddenly?
Just pow.
Wow.
Yep. great looking, healthy, going to like
going to prom with you.
UCSB. You know what? It was one of these things where she went to another school.
Did somebody set you up?
No, you just have a higher chance of scoring when someone goes to someone from another school, because when they go to your school, like any of the hot chicks or popular chicks who go to your school, if you ask them, they're already going with somebody else.
Right.
But when they go to another school, they'll go to their prom with whoever the popular, whoever the whatever is.
Right.
And then they won't be doing anything your week.
Right.
And it's a little bit of a, it's like a minor feather in chicks' cap to get asked to someone else's prom at another school.
Mm-hmm.
And this works for girls asking guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like a 6, you can get an 8 to go to the prom with you.
Right.
But if you shop out of your own pool of potential prom goers from your own school,
mm-hmm.
if you're 6, you're going with a 5.
Hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good to use another school. But you're a 6 and you get an 8 to go with you, you don't get any tail.
Hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Gotcha. I was thinking of high school this weekend. I went to a high school musical.
Amazing.
Like professional productions. Now, what the hell is going on here?
Why'd you go?
It was my kid's school. You know.
Really? Oh, yeah, your kid's school. His kids are in the second grade.
Third grade.
And the school goes all the way through high school.
Yeah.
It's incredible to me.
Take a break.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Ryan?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, all right?
All right.
All right there, buddy. You just hang out, all right?
You guys.
I'm going to get back with you, all right?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back after this. Hey, hey, hey. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number, LOVE191. Yeah. Just reading who's going to be on the show. Good. Nobody. Let's take ourselves back to the phones and talk to Ryan, who's 16. Ryan?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
My question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
By the way, I just love the show, guys. I've been listening for a while now.
Thank you.
Yeah, my girlfriend just got herself on birth control. And to coin a phrase from my dad, we're idiots. So we're like little stoners.
Whoa, hang on a second. Your dad calls you little stoners?
No, my dad calls me the idiot.
Right.
That's nice.
Well, no, he says it pretty much jokingly, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in a bad way. All right.
Well, I was just wondering, since, like, there's birth control has some, like, risks to it and stuff, I was wondering if there's any, like any specific drug that somebody should, like, stay away from if they're on birth control.
Well, really, it has to do with avoiding things that can decrease the effectiveness of the birth control pill, like antibiotics. And
oh, okay.
I've never really seen any documentation that illicit drugs change the effectiveness, but I always worry about that.
Yeah, I was kind of worried about it, too.
At the current time, you really just look for the pill that causes the least side effects, and the prevailing wisdom is that the birth control pill actually has significant health benefits to it, not the least of which is avoiding something I like calling the ultimate sexually transmitted disease, pregnancy.
Yeah.
Adam loves that.
I do like that. It just makes you sound like old and white. All right there, Ryan there. Good times there. All right, bye-bye.
All right,
bye-bye. Nice, hey, bye. Thanks for calling the show, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We'll send you out a windbreaker, huh, everybody? All righty. Let's talk to Tom, who's 30, who has some information about the infant's urine smelling of maple syrup. Tom?
Hey, hey.
Hey,
Dr.
hey.
Drew, Adam Carolla, you guys are awesome.
Thanks.
I've been listening to you guys since I've been studying for the MCAT.
Nice.
For so long. And Dr. Drew, you're a big inspiration.
Well, thanks, Tom.
What is that MCAT, Drew?
It's the medical school admissions exam.
It's kind of like the SAT on steroids.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds like a bitch.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. So the information, you pretty much hit most everything on the nose with the maple syrup urine.
I've never, you know, I am not a pediatrician, and I've never seen it, but I wonder how much of that gets missed. Don't they usually pick that up pretty early?
Well, actually, I don't have information on that. I'm internal medicine, and I'm an intern.
Yeah.
So you know where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished step 3 of the boards. So I have this kind of fresh, but I'm not a pediatrician either.
Yeah. But it's branched-chain amino acids, and they just give them a branched-chain amino acid-deficient diet? Is that basically what they do?
Yeah, there's two things. There's that. So you control the intake of branched-chain amino acids, and it's supposed to be from birth.
Yeah.
There's
that, that's what I thought. They get to pick it up real early. That,
there
that's
must
why.
Be, yeah. There's
this, kid, this guy said his kid was 8 months old. I was like, oh, my God, it's going to be demented. Like have retardation, right?
Yeah, that's definitely it. Retardation, both mental and motor retardation are big side effects.
Well, wait a second. So if you have this, you're born with it.
Yeah, it's a, you call it inborn error of metabolism.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, so then it's the kind of thing where if it simmers for 8 months, there may be some damage that's done.
Right, exactly. That's what we're saying.
Could have happened to me.
Maybe that's the problem. Your pee smells like asparagus, but it doesn't smell like maple syrup.
My buddies, when we camp, asked me to pee on their pancakes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, Tom, thanks for that call. It helps sort of clear this up. I don't have the textbooks up here to check this out.
Yeah.
That call shocked me. An eight-month-old dad calling in from Idaho saying his kid's pee smells of maple syrup.
But can it... can't lie dormant or something for 4 months and
not
then come around.
Again, you know, I've never seen the disease, so I don't know, but and I think it's pretty rare. That's the thing. And to have it been missed till 8 months to me sounds bizarre.
All right. Let's talk to Nicole, who's 21. Nicole?
Yes?
Yeah, indeed.
What's up?
I'd like to talk to Dr. Drew. My boyfriend has a way high sex drive. He wants to have sex, in one day we had like sex six times and it's really weird. I don't want it as much as he does.
Okay, turn your radio down, please.
Turn down the radio.
Okay. All the way off.
Off.
You turned it down like 2 decibels.
Idiots. Idiots.
Sorry.
All right. So he wants to have sex all the time and you don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's a nymphomaniac.
How old is he?
He's 18.
How long have you guys been together?
About 5 months.
And has he always been sort of 3 to 4 times a day?
It's more than 3 or 4 times a day. It's probably 5 or 6 times a day.
Does he ejaculate every time?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Wow.
Yeah, hold on, Drew. Let's just close our eyes.
No, I can't. I can't. It's too painful. Once upon a time.
Yep. All right, so why are you dating an 18-year-old at 21? You shouldn't be doing that.
What's wrong with it? Is there something
Well, here's wrong here's you've run into the first problem.
Yeah. Your vagina is being chafed. It's being eroded right off your lower half.
Okay.
Well, no, listen.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, what most 21-year-old chicks aren't interested in an 18-year-old guy.
This guy tripped my trigger from day one.
Really?
Impressed me. He doesn't act like he's 18.
Right.
He doesn't. He's amazing.
Well,
he doesn't look like he's 18.
What'd you do? Meet him at work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fast food?
No.
Where?
Video.
Huh?
What kind of work?
It's
He's the same guy playing the radio again.
No, I'm not.
Listen, I can hear it.
How can you hear it?
Because your idiot friend creeped it back up again.
It feeds back. It's unlistenable. Stop it. There, she took it off.
No. Are you kidding me? She needs to be punished severely. There. That's what we hear. Nicole, hang on for a while until you learn to follow instructions. Drew?
Mm.
And I don't even want to talk to Nicole anymore. The guy wants sex more than
she
does.
Well, here's the deal. What I was going to try to evaluate, whether or not he is truly a sex addict or that's just his rhythm, which 6 times a day is suggests something abnormal. It really does. There's very few people that would sort of be normal at that pace.
As an 18-year-old guy who hasn't had his mitts sunk into any
5 months
tail for a while. 5 months?
5 months. How do they work? How do they do anything else?
She sounds like a piece of work, though.
Yeah, working hardware, right? Well, here's the deal. He may be bipolar. This could be part of manic depressive syndrome. He could be truly a sexual addict or sexual compulsive. Right. And a way to sort of ferret that
She's
out.
You're not going to be able to figure it out.
Whether or not he'd been sexually abused would be a good sign that had happened to him.
Andrew?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, I'd just like to say, Adam, Drew, you guys are awesome. I've been listening to you guys for 6 years now.
Thanks,
you guys
buddy.
Are awesome.
Thank you.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Right back at you, brother.
And my problem's pretty much directed towards Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And probably since I've been probably about 14 when I first started ejaculating, I've always masturbated. I've never masturbated when I was hard. I kind of just lay down on my belly and kind of like rub against into the bed, kind of put my hands over, kind of over my penis and just kind of rub into the bed.
Yeah.
And
when you're on your belly?
Yeah.
Without getting hard?
No, I'm not hard at all.
Yeah.
So even without it even sort of sticking out, right?
Yeah, not at all.
It's just like the turtle.
Yeah. Well, it
totally.
No.
I mean, it just looks like seaweed in the ocean current.
No. I think he's saying it's just a knob that gets.
No, he didn't say that. It's his penis is just flaccid underneath him.
Exactly.
But it's not sort of retracted.
No, it's not. It's not hard at all. It's just limp how it always is.
Sure, you're making this up.
Right. I'm trying to figure out how he can do this, and it almost.
Well,
looks like
he takes this sort of flaccid penis, he lays on it, or lies on it, and sort of rolls it around.
Wouldn't it get hard then?
One would hope.
Hard. How does it not get hard?
It does.
One doesn't know.
It just doesn't.
Uh-huh.
And so I kind of just like fantasize, and I have an ejaculation. I have an orgasm ejaculation.
Yeah.
And so that's how I get off. And then I've tried to do it before, like normal.
Right.
When I'm hard, and it just doesn't work.
So when you're hard, you can't ejaculate?
No.
Have you been?
I can get the pre-cum, kind of, but I can't go fully ejaculate.
Have you ever been with a woman?
No.
Would you want any medication?
No.
So, hold on a second, Andrew. Hold on there. Hey, Brada, bro? Guy dude, bro? Hold on a second. Never had this one.
Mm-mm.
This is very peculiar.
It's going to be difficult to have children with that little mechanism in place.
Well, she can lie on the bed and cover herself with a sheet and then put a hole in it like the Hasidic Jews.
Yeah.
He can lie on top of her and roll around.
How's he get the penis inside?
Yeah, he makes a mess on top of her and then he takes turns the ceiling fan on and it spreads it around.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to get back to Andrew because this is interesting.
Right.
I'd like to solve this for him after this.
Big A say? Tell me, Adam, what are the predictions of Big A?
I told Drew during the commercial, I refer to myself as Big A. I don't say what I said, I say what Big A said. But I told Drew, what did Big A say about the future of entertainment about 6 years ago? And I was right?
Yep. What's the future?
Big A should have mentioned Big A's name.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, that's where Big A dropped the ball. Now, Drew and I were talking, and I had been telling Drew for years, although I stopped telling him a few years ago, but we used to talk about this 5-6 years ago, which was I was saying that I thought the future of TV and entertainment were these sort of reality-based shows, and not Jenny Jones, and not Jerry Springer, but the Osbournes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say the Osbournes, but...
That got it.
That was basically what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we were doing when we were doing Loveline.
Mm-hmm.
And now, whether it's, I don't know, Jackass or the Osbournes or Survivor, whatever, to me, all my favorite shows, or many of them, are those types of shows.
Do you have a prediction for the future?
Yes, I do.
Oh, come on.
Yes, I do.
All right, go.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Puppets who act out prank phone calls. Oh, yes.
That is the future.
That is the future of television.
Anything else after that?
Nope.
How about you request a sample?
Yeah. How about a sample of a... Hey, Anderson, you got something?
Yeah, it's just real quick, though. It's not going to do it justice.
Little crank yanker sample.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay!
Yay!
I want to go to Hawaii.
Oh, boy.
This show could have a real future.
That is that's special ed. Special Ed is our retarded cranky anchor puppet. He's a sweetheart. He just calls people and says, I want to go to Hawaii.
Is that what he's going to say throughout the whole season?
No, sometimes he hits his computer thing and he goes, you've got mail. I've got mail. Yay. And he goes nuts. Yeah.
And it looks just like Sesame Street.
Very funny. Yeah, the puppets and crank yankers, which will be coming out on June 2nd after the Man Show, they work. They look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything works.
It looks like Sesame Street, but they're naked.
Andrew?
Andrew's got the soft penis.
Oh, that's right.
Andrew.
Yeah. Hey, Drew, once in a while you talk to those guys who sort of form that weird beat-off technique.
Yeah, and they can't
get
out
14.
Of it. At 14. Yeah, and they're stuck.
I call them the pillow humpers.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're guys. Well, first off, listen, any of you kids, and we got a lot of 14, 13, 14, 15-year-olds that are just getting started in their masturbatory careers.
Mm-hmm.
don't start off with anything funky. Like, well, because we talk to these poor saps 5 years into it, and it's like, I put my penis through the box. Between the box spring and the mattress? Yeah, I put it between there, and then I lie the same direction as the mattress, and I have to hang on like Spider-Man. And then all that, you should not be beating off on your belly. That means trouble. And yes. you know, it's like heroin. Don't even try.
No belly beating. And I'll tell you what, it's like any other technique. My kids are getting really into baseball now. We're very attentive, make sure no bad habits develop and they're throwing. You know, if they get in some bad habits now, it could be with them for a long time.
Locked in. Mm-hmm. That's right. And this is what happened to poor Andrew. And Andrew doesn't even have a boner now. Andrew?
Well, he gets a boner. He doesn't get a boner with...
You wake up with an
semen.
Erection.
I can get a boner and everything. And
all right.
I get pre-cum when I, like,
okay.
I've tried going for like a half hour before. And you I just can't get
try going at it for a half an hour.
Yeah.
Do you have any pornography?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got some movies and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Now when you, but hold on. When you masturbate, do you watch any of these movies?
Yeah.
On your stomach with a limp penis on the bed?
No. I don't, like, I've tried to do it hard before. And, like, I've gone for, like, a long time, and I can pre-cum and everything, but I never get, like, a full orgasm ejaculation.
Mm-hmm. And you've tried your little technique with an erection.
It'll hurt if I try it with an erection.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Drew, don't you think that he's one good shot away from...
breaking open.
Reaching nirvana, from crossing over the line.
Yeah, he's going to have to make
on
it.
On his back.
He's going to have to really work at it, though.
Yeah, what I'm worried about is, you know, am I going to be able to have an ejaculation when I do have sex?
That's a reasonable concern.
It is very, very reasonable. And I would say at this point, the answer would be no.
Yeah.
At this point. But now, how about lube? You use any lube?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm. Why do you use lube if you're rolling around?
No, he doesn't do it. He does it when he attempts to do it on his back.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like a human being, not like a monkey. Hey, Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's what... This is tough, because, I don't know, going to the doctor's not really going to do anything, is it?
No, it's like he has to...
You got
to
do it.
He's got to learn how to...
Okay. Hold on a second. Aha! I have your answer, Andrew.
Okay.
Here's what I need you to promise me you'll work on, okay?
I promise you
that. Okay. Uh-huh. No ejaculating. All right, none of that belly rolling with
good,
the limp.
Yeah, good,
penis.
Good.
Cross that off.
Okay.
There'll be no more of that.
Okay.
There'll be no...
Cold jerky.
The next orgasm you will have will be on your back, or as I call it, orthodox style, using your hand and some lube with some porn like God intended it.
Okay?
But right. I don't care if it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, it may take a few weeks.
I've tried going... 3 weeks with not going like the way that I always.
Adam, calm down, buddy. It's all right.
Oh my
come on,
God.
Bro.
Oh, brother. Wow. Look, Andrew.
And no God release.
You mean wet dream? You ever had a wet dream?
I don't know.
Well, every night's a wet dream for him. He's on his belly, his penis, his limb.
Yeah, like I do it like 3 times a day, like in the morning, in the afternoon, and right before I go to sleep.
And then you were able to go 3 weeks all of a sudden?
Yeah, like I tried really, really hard, and I didn't go for 3 weeks, and then at the end of the 3 weeks, I tried doing it like the regular way, and it just wouldn't work.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I got a little quiet. No. Okay, listen, Andrew. You go, none of that belly bopping BS. And you try every night. Get some lube, get some porn. And you just got to have at it. I remember, for me, it was tough, too, at the beginning. I had to break through.
Maybe a vibrator or something?
Electric toothbrush?
Yeah. That's what got you.
Yeah, it worked. That electric toothbrush.
Now they're sonic. Now they're like ultrasound.
Yeah. Doesn't feel good, but it removes a plaque from your door. So it's worth it. I don't know. Hey, just keep going. He's got to get the manual way down. You better teach that to your boys. I'll tell him.
Good, thanks.
Dustin?
Yeah?
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing. First of all, Adam, I got to say, I love the man show, and unlike the last caller, I masturbate on my back.
Good man. Good man.
Well, he's making bogus phone calls.
We could really hang out.
my question's... or Dr. Drew, or both of you, whoever wants to answer it. This weekend, my girlfriend was going to give me a BJ, and it's like my first time, and I was just wondering if you guys thought I should, like, use a condom.
Well, is she sexually active with anyone?
No.
Has she ever been?
No.
Have you ever been?
Yeah.
What have you done?
Once, whenever I was like 10, my girlfriend's mom crushed an ecstasy pill in my drink, and I drank it, and me and my girlfriend ended up having sex.
Same thing happened to me. How do you know her mom crushed an ecstasy pill and put it in a 10-year-old's drink?
Next morning.
What?
She told me the next morning.
The mom did?
Yeah.
No.
Her mom was weird.
Evidently.
Yeah.
That's
well,
what
she all right, but listen, 10-year-old sex does not constitute sex.
All right, so the purpose of a condom.
Yeah. But, you know, listen to this, Drew. I was hanging out with actually, I hung out with Snoop Dogg today.
You did?
A little bit, yeah.
That's why you were whack. That's why you were... Did I not say you were cross-eyed?
You said I was looking at the screen cross-eyed.
You got high with Snoop Dogg today.
Well, you
of
can't...
Of course,
okay.
Of course. Listen, you stand by the guy you got high.
I can't question his ways.
I'm not questioning.
I'm not going to slap him in the
it
face.
It just makes sense why your eyes were disconjugated.
Oh, my God. I went over to this pimp's house, and Snoop Dogg was sitting there with about 10 black dudes. And they're all just smoking piles and piles and piles of reefer. I mean, it was a Cheech and Chong movie. Open the door to this pimp's apartment and smoke just comes bellowing out.
Wow.
And it's five of the dudes who were like blacker than black smoking reefer that was reefier than reefer. And they're watching the pimp's ball.
What is
on
that?
The tape. It's like six pimps sitting around smoking weed and watching movies of pimps.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's like
surreal.
Pimp on black on reefer on pimp on black on reefer is basically what that was. And it like comedy. I mean, just comedy. This pimp, he lives there. So anyway, I went in there, I was hanging out, and there's a knock on the door, and the guy, like the blunt delivery guy... I mean, you know, stuff that you wouldn't put in a movie because it would be too stereotypical.
No, no
or too
out.
Yeah, guy comes up with a case of blunt rolling papers. I mean, just, you know, 750 blunt rolling papers in a case, you know, the size of a big box, and starts spreading it around.
What comes in like on a dolly?
Yeah, literally. Oh. Comes up the stairs. Then 10 minutes later, a huge tank of Popeye's chicken just. Just fried shrimp and, you know, and I open the fridge. It's nothing but orange soda.
Blunt delivery, man.
And bad champagne. And, you know, and I just realized, you know, I said to Jimmy, I know these, you know, people don't like the stereotypes, but come on. Where does it come from? These guys sitting around drinking orange soda, eating Popeye's chicken and rolling joints all day long.
Watching pimp films.
And Snoop had the Snoop DeVille parked out front. That's the Cadillac, his signature Cadillac. Mink fur around the seats.
Oh, my God.
Gold everywhere. It was good times.
Wow.
Ice cream truck came by. We all rushed it.
I saw you guys probably tipped it over.
Oh, my God.
Just accidentally just tripped and fell into it and pow.
Oh, those guys just, oh, my God, do they smoke weed? Oh, my God. What was I talking about, though, with those guys? Well, anyway.
The stereotypical behaviors.
No. I was talking, something led me into that, and I can't remember what the hell it was.
Dustin.
Oh, here's what it is. I was saying to the pimp, you know, your bitches, your hoes, those are his ladies, you know, keeps them in a stable, you know. You know, with the sex, what do? Is they got to use a condom. They use a condom for a BJ. Like, you know, you get it in your car.
Right.
And if you're a guy who's not used to using a condom, especially for oral sex, and then you slide the condom on and you're parked off on the side street, you're going to have a little difficulty,
yeah.
I would imagine. So it's not a bad idea, just like we were telling this other caller to train himself.
Yeah, good idea, good thinking.
Not bad to train yourself with that condom.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to run into one of Snoop's bitches out there.
Good times.
Need to get the job done. Mike?
Yeah.
You're 29.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, my fiance, she's Asian. She's a little thing. And I'm good old American blood. But I go, when we're making love, I go too deep, and it hurts her.
So don't do that.
Yeah.
All right. So, but it'll never form itself, I guess.
Well, you're bottoming out. There's nothing to form, right?
Right, right.
You're moving her viscera around.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you expect to see like a dome start protruding in the small of her back?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. There's really nothing that can be done then, huh?
Well,
how about the
love
grommet?
Yeah.
The what?
Little invention I came up with some years ago that another one of my genius inventions that didn't catch on. This is basically a polystyrene grommet.
Donut.
Like a donut.
Okay, I got you.
Slip it over the penis.
Slip it over the penis. Stops you from bottoming out. Gives her a little clitoral stimulation on the way down. And gives you
her back.
Gives you offers lower lumbar support.
Well, it's a separate
it's wrapped around. Yeah,
nice.
And it gives you a little something to bounce off of. A little recoil. Absorbs a little of the recoil action.
All right.
Yeah, I know. It's no good. You got to get her in a position that she likes where she can control the depth in the action.
And make sure that she's been properly examined, had pelvic exam, because cervical inflammation, endometriosis, ovarian cysts, uterine inflammation and infections can all contribute to the discomfort.
Yeah. Leslie?
Yes?
You're 29?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I'm kind of having a problem here. My husband, he is like into the masturbation thing with me, and I just won't do it. And I don't know if there's something wrong with me.
He wants you to do it in front of him?
Right, and I won't do it.
What is that thing that some people have?
I don't know.
Guys get into that a little bit.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not a church, you know, a church girl or anything. I do.
Right.
But I just can't get myself to do it.
Yeah, well, women have to go to that place.
Mm-hmm.
And guys just have to go to their junk.
Right.
They don't have to go to
reach,
that place.
Reach, that's all they have.
Yeah,
to.
That place for the guys is the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to go anywhere.
They don't even do that.
So
anymore.
If you want to hang out and watch them, they could mechanically pull it off.
Sure.
I mean, I've talked to many of my buddy, like growing up and stuff, like beat off while they were camping with their dad and stuff, you know. They didn't care if their dad, their dead grandfather, Hitler's ghost, and a bear was in the tent with them.
Right.
You know, they if they could physically get at it.
It just has to be done.
They could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, I'll give you an example, Drew.
Right.
I figure many a GI who was, many a POW beat off.
Mm.
I mean, you could be in Hanoi Hilton. You could be hearing guys being tortured in the next cell and stuff. But still, biologically, 3-4 weeks went off, you'd be beating off, right?
Yeah.
Now, a woman who was probably kept in some horrible place like that wouldn't masturbate for the 5 years she was there,
correct,
right?
Correct.
Right.
Because there's no candles to light. Nothing.
Guy, right. No salts to put in the tub.
Right, right.
Guys could do it. So, Leslie?
Then yeah. I could do it. They
would.
They'd be compelled
to
do it.
Yes.
Right.
Leslie, you need to just tell me, you know, like, it's not working for you.
We're up to that next level on the ladder here.
That's fine. Hey, listen. I don't think that's stepping up. That's sort of stepping sideways.
Yeah.
It's just something you're not into. That's all right.
Well, I mean, I just didn't know if there was something wrong with me because I know it's a guy thing. I mean, a lot of
no.
guys get off on that.
No.
Okay?
Get off on watching.
Watching, right.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, on the other hand, couldn't you just fake one for him?
Oh, no, I can't. I've never faked one with him, and I never probably will, but. I mean, unless I was, like, totally drunk or
Well, does
something.
He need you to have... Ooh, baby.
Ooh.
He could, like, take advantage of me or
Does he need you to have an orgasm, or could you just diddle yourself for 5 minutes?
See, that's my problem. I just can't see myself touching myself down there.
Just,
I mean, that's his job.
Have you never masturbated?
No.
Oh, so it's...
See, that's why I'm wondering, do I have a problem?
No.
She said that... angrily almost.
Well, the guy's been pounding on her about it for a while.
No, but she said she never touched herself.
Are you,
You never masturbated?
No.
Are you able to have an orgasm?
Yeah.
And never, what if something happened? What if your husband died?
I don't know. I'd probably have to just go celibate.
See,
I'm 29. I have six children.
Oh, six.
Yeah, and you know, I used to have a problem a couple of years ago. I was bulimic for 3.5 years, and you know, he has a real high sex drive, and sometimes I just cannot, you know, it's like slow down.
Well, you're bulimic. You weighed a lot.
Well, bulimic is I would eat and then I would go to the bathroom, you know. And
what does the bulimia have to do with his high sex drive? Why did you put those two in the same sentence?
I'm just wondering, you know, because he does have a high sex drive, and sometimes I can't, you know, I don't want it all the time like he does.
Okay.
Well, I think of anorexia as thin and bulimia as bigger.
Mm,
not true?
Not necessarily, no.
Were you small?
I weigh 110 pounds.
What did you weigh when you were bulimic?
85.
Oh, man.
I'm 4'11".
Oh.
Oh. And you got 6 kids?
Well, 4 of them I've had, you know.
For a while?
They're two of them are my stepchildren.
Uh-huh.
He has 2 of them from a previous marriage.
Oh. Okay.
And I have 4. I just had a baby 2 months ago.
Right. Could you ease off on the kids just a little bit?
I had my tubes tied. I got that taken care of.
Good. Okay. All right. Well, she sounds like she's seen a lot.
Well, 6 kids. I'll do it to you.
Yeah, but she had that laugh.
Yeah.
That hillbilly laugh. Okay. If there's something that you can't do or you don't want to do and your husband's bugging you to do it, don't do it. On the other hand, hey, if it floats the guy's boat and it's not that big a deal for you,
what is
throw him a bone.
And she might try masturbating by herself just to see what that feels like.
Okay.
Try to get to that place.
Okay, let's take ourselves a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Abraham. Oh, no. Abraham?
Hey.
Your folks are overly religious?
Yeah, they're crazy fanatical people.
Yeah, and you want to know if that's a form of child abuse?
Yeah.
Yeah, just being named Abraham is enough.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, hold on a second. We're talking about this at the top of the show. I think that religious fanaticism should be classified as an emotional disturbance.
Well, let's talk about it.
I absolutely do. But people think I'm kidding, but as an atheist, you guys all sound effing nuts to me. I mean, I know what certain things are. I mean, I know people who have to count the number of steps they take when they walk and the number of times they blink, and I know people who hear voices in their head or even communicate with their dog, and then I see the Hasidic Jews with the boxes taped to their heads and their beards down to the ground, and the born-agains who are, you know, talking to Jesus and waiting him for to come back and take him to his castle with the streets paved with gold and all this thing, and I think just as nutty as any of the other nut jobs, maybe a little bit more. We'll take a break. We'll figure this out when we come back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. When we left off, we were speaking to 17-year-old Abraham.
Hey.
Abraham.
Hi, how are you?
You got brothers and sisters that are named after apostles?
No.
Esther and Ruth.
We got screwed over.
Abraham. Yeah, I worked with this dude named Andy who was a Jehovah's Witness. No. What was he, LDS? Oh, Jehovah's Witness, I think the guy was.
Oh, sorry.
Big pain in the ass, all these kids. So you want to know if this is child abuse?
Well, it's because, like, okay, since my mom, like I said, and my dad are, like, really religious, and I wanted to know since, like, they pressure me, like, so much to the point that if I don't believe in, like, as much as they do, they'll kick me out.
What religion?
I'm Protestant.
Mm-hmm. What do they do, Drew? They don't seem like troublemakers.
Yeah, what is it that they're asking you to do?
They're basically, you know, it's, well, and, you know, they're, how do I put this? They're going through all my stuff and, you know, looking for everything demon, you know, or anything related, you know.
Any demon related stuff?
And all through my stuff, like invading all my privacy and everything.
Right.
You know? I can't even close the door.
Are you rebelling against them, you know, dressing in black and getting penis piercings?
No, I'm not gothic or anything, or, you know.
Right.
Did
like
they
that.
Find anything when they went through your stuff?
Well, I had a couple of computer games or something, you know, and they got, you know, they flipped out like a month ago over that.
What kind of computer games?
Kind of like magic and stuff and, You know, oh. Stuff that they just find.
Are they, these one of these people get weird about magic and Halloween and that kind of stuff?
Well, it did have, like, a Diablo CD. It was Diablo or something.
Yeah.
Triple Combo was on the cover.
Right.
But listen, your parents do not sound like over the top. They just, they have their values. They have their religious system they want you to be a part of in the community. And they're worried about you. They're worried about your behavior, and they're trying to sort of contain things and bring it in. Right?
But when, like, my dad is trying to blame me for, like, verbal abuse, like, against my mom, because I'm making her really sad. And,
have you been abusing her verbally?
No. She's just so sad that she can't, like, save me, so to say. You know,
right.
Like my other people, and she can, you know, she can't make me cave in, you know.
Do you go to church with them?
I mean, yeah, I'm involved, like, you know, in the church and stuff, but they just want me to go, like, I don't know, they want me to be there in their, you know, their angel network, you know, on TV.
Are you going to go to school, college?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm going to go in the military.
Okay. Huh. You're out of there in 8 months, right?
Yeah.
Just do it. Listen, make your mom happy. Do it. Maybe you'll even find something worthwhile for yourself in all this. You know, just honk her down. Don't be rebellious. Don't be a pain in the ass.
I think he's angry at his parents
for something.
Voicing this stuff on him.
Or for something, and there may be something unrelated he's not telling us. I have a feeling there's something more here. Like dad kicked his ass sometime in the past or something.
Look, just suck a little ass for 6 months and then go off to the service and you can kill people.
Why is that so hard at 17? Just strategically, it's a smart thing to do.
It's because you're angry at your parents.
Yeah,
and now you're supposed to kiss the ass of the one that you're angry.
It's hard to do that, I bet. But
well, you know what's hard to do? I'll tell you what's hard to do. And it's hard to pass up an opportunity when you're angry at somebody.
Well, hell, you have subjected us to that on a nightly basis when it comes to your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every
it's
night
hard.
On a radio show, you gotta
well, no,
bust some ass every night.
If you're angry at somebody and they say, hey, could you please do this? And you're mad at them. You think, no, I'm not going to do this. But you don't tell them why.
Right.
You just say, I'm not going to. Then they start yelling.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got what you wanted. You got a skirmish. And everyone's pissed off at each other. And
see,
they're coming down on you.
He doesn't have to be a great guy during that 8 months. Just stay under the radar. Just stay out of trouble.
That's right. That's right.
Just hang in there. Just honk her down.
All right. But, Drew, you're starting to come around on my hypotheses that... religious fanaticism is a form of mental illness.
Well,
thank you. Thank you. Can we please just call it what it is? Please. Do we have to stop? You know what the problem with us atheists are? We're too nice to the idiots who are out thumping the religious drums. We really are. They're causing a lot of problems. And I'm not just talking about born-agains, and I'm not talking about our religions, per se. I'm talking about a lot of stuff that's going on in the world that's causing a lot of death, which is more religion and more religious fanaticism and more killings. These people have problems. And it really, as an atheist, I look at that as normal. I look at that as a sort of starting point for life.
What?
Being an atheist.
I
know people look at it as a different religion.
Right.
I think religious people go, well, there's Muslims, and there's Jehovah's, and there's Christians, and there's LDS folks, and then there's atheists, and there's agnostics. And no, it's not another religion. It's nothing. What you guys are doing is a bunch of nutty stuff. It really is. I mean, if you want to have some spirituality, or you want to believe that someone's looking after you, fantastic. If you need that to get by, which I believe is why you use it, then that's fine. Use it. But when you start getting into the stuff about interpreting stuff, and I can't shave my beard, and I gotta wear this garb, and I can't work, and it's mental illness. And then when you start getting to blowing up abortion clinics and shooting Jews and Jews strafing Arabs, and it's a big mess now. It's mental illness. Please stop. Let's put it this way. Has there been any tangible evidence in any, whatever religion you happen to be, please listen up. Have you heard anything that would help bolster the argument that there was anything right about your religion other than the part where you were nice to your family? Do you know what I mean? Has God reared his head? Has anything come down? Anything divine? Anything? One shred of evidence, just a drop. And don't give me that everyday miracle crap. I want to know. I'm talking about something hardcore. Is there anything there? No.
One
There's
time
there.
You were going off on Jesus pretty good, and we got kicked off the entire West Coast.
Oh, really?
And right something when you started up? Doing it, yeah.
All right. Well, maybe it'll happen now. No, it didn't.
Whoa.
It was crazy. Just look. If you're religious, fine. Keep it to yourself.
Oh, Terrence are freaked out over there. What happened?
Stop screwing with everybody. It's just, let's just call it mental illness,
listen,
bro.
There are cults that cross over into that. But here's the problem that you're
pointing out. You don't think the born-again guys are, a cult?
What you're pointing out, this is what I said, is that sometimes religion becomes a way of containing aggression. And when that aggression gets unleashed in ways that the sort of one religious orientation conflicts with another, that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, you hear, I mean, we learned recently about what a lot of these radical Arabs were believing with the 72 virgins and all this Allah junk. And it sounds nutty, but really, look into Judaism, look into Christianity. You'll find some pretty crazy stuff in that, too. None of it makes sense. It's all who your parents were. If your parents were this, then you're that. And if your parents were that, then you're this. That's how it works. You really believe that's right because you got born into a Jewish family, an Arab family, or a Christian family? Are you that simple-minded?
David?
Yes.
What's up?
I just want to say what's up, and you guys' show is awesome. Listen to it every night. I'm a delivery driver at a college town,
mm-hmm.
and the thing is, I'm a hardcore voyeur.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it kind of started when I was back in high school.
Right.
You know, seeing up girls' dresses and stuff, like, during class and whatever.
Right.
And then it kind of progressed into, like, I'll go to the mall and hang out near the stairways and stuff. And I got busted once and just kind of told to leave.
Right. Leave the mall?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What are you doing? What are you doing at the stairs?
Looking up dresses.
Yeah, looking up dresses, basically.
Do you masturbate or anything when you're doing this?
Sometimes, but not normally because it's kind of hard to, you know, with all the people walking around and stuff.
Not interesting.
Yeah, he's out front of Orange Julius. He can't beat off. He's at the mall.
But the thing is, it progressed even more now that I'm in college and stuff, and especially now that I'm a delivery driver, I'm out late at night. I've been kind of walking around the town and stuff and checking out the dorms and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Me looking the windows.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm.
And so my questions are...
What are you looking for?
TNA.
Girls changing or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so my questions are, one, are what are the laws dealing with stuff like that? And then the other one is, like, is there any way to kind of tone it down? Because I'm starting to feel a little bit, like, nervous that I may, you know, want to try and get a girl drunk or slip her some E or something to knock her out so I can, you know, do whatever.
Right. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
I don't want that to happen, you know?
All right.
Why don't you, like, get a girlfriend and do it the old-fashioned way?
Well, I do have a girlfriend, actually.
What is the allure of having a intoxicated dead girl?
It's something else, and maybe it's something you're not supposed to see.
Yeah. Well, you know what this... You know what? Oh, I'm putting him on hold because he's talking, but... You know, we hate it when the callers talk.
Yeah.
But, Drew, I have some of this in me.
Oh!
I used to.
Hup.
Before, you know, I started my life plan of sitting at home masturbating, watching TV, and waiting
then
to die.
Then you're fine again, yeah.
Yeah. But I used to have this in me. And I think it's something that all guys are born with. All guys are born, I mean, I could remember being 12 years old and having that fantasy of, I'm going to freeze time, I'm going to go into the girls' locker room.
Mm.
You know, you're at the YMCA, you're swimming, you see all the little girls run into their little part of the locker room, and you're just dying to look over the wall or find a hole to spy on them.
But
just that whole spying thing, just that whole voyeurism thing, very big.
I had almost zero of that.
Yeah, that's weird. You still don't have that.
Uh-uh.
Something's wrong with you, man.
Have we ever talked about this?
What happened to you, dude?
Oh, dude, let me tell you. But we never talked about that.
No, we never talked about it, but I knew...
How'd you know that? Yeah, how'd you know that about me?
Because I remember telling you stories about me in my past, and you were like, always like, you were appalled.
Why shouldn't I be?
Well, like, when I had roommates... And, you know, three of us lived in a one-bedroom apartment, and one of them would drag some drunken chick home from the bar, banging away in the living room. Me and my other roommate would have our heads around the corner and down the hall.
I find troubling.
I know you find that
and
troubling.
Then
I
told me, here's the deal. It's like painful to you. I mean, why put yourself through that? You know what I'm saying?
Are you kidding?
But you know what I mean?
That's my life.
But you know what I mean?
Look, I can't.
It's like you were super. What if you're super hungry? You gonna watch somebody eat a turkey dinner?
Probably. And then beat off.
That, wait a minute. Painful?
And beat off on that. Oh no, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Now listen,
and forget the fact how troubling it is to the people who don't know they're being watched.
Well, they don't know how troubling it's gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
Like here's my point.
Please.
This is totally normal young male behavior. Absolutely.
And the anthropologists have actually documented that males like to sit around and watch stuff. Yes.
Every friend I've ever had, yes, who, you know, he brings home some, scrapes up some chick from the bar, and the other friends, the roommates, run around and put their face in his window.
Oh, my God. That's just disturbing to
way
me.
Of life. Way of
that
life.
That is disturbing to me.
Absolutely. Every guy's done this.
No.
And I knew by your reaction you had a problem with it. But yeah. let me say this. Most guys have this fantasy, this voyeurism fantasy.
Yeah.
And I think they do as kids. They want to freeze. They want to stop time. They want to become invisible.
Yeah, but that's different. That's to have control and to have your way with your impulses and stuff. You know what I mean? That's a little different. Part of you was to be voyeuristic during that romp through the frozen world.
Well, so that's what all kids have, I believe. All males, and maybe even females, but males have this. Males want to spy on what the girls are doing, especially in a sexual way. Mm-hmm. And then when you get older, it sort of dissipates. Mm-hmm. You get a girlfriend.
Along with everything else.
Yes, you figure out what a boob feels like, yes, and it sort of goes away. But still, you like to watch some porno.
Mm-hmm.
And as a guy, if you open your bedroom curtain and you see the chick next door changing in the mm-hmm. apartment, you're going to watch until mm-hmm. she gets her clothes on. This is what guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what David here is doing is he's taking it to another level, the point where it gets a little dangerous. He's getting in trouble with the law and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So he's got to...
Well, we don't know what the laws are, so A, we can't answer that question, but B...
Well, I already got escorted out of the mall.
Yeah, obviously, all of this is intrusive and potentially, I would think, shaky legal, at least certainly...
Yeah.
Behavior that's going to get you in some kind of trouble.
You can get into trouble if they can prove it.
Absolutely.
And catch you doing it.
Now, the other thing is how to deal with this. And this is a true sexual compulsion you're getting into here, and you want to deal with that before something happens where you hurt yourself or someone else. So I would suggest perhaps starting with the website, the National Council on Sexual Addiction and Compulsivity, scsac.org.
All right.
Get a referral.
And
we got to take a break.
We do?
Yeah.
And also beat yourself off before you leave the apartment.
Oh, wait. A policeman wants to hear about the peeping thing.
Takes a lot of the starch right out of your sail. Is this a policeman that knows about the peeping line?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take a little break first, then we'll talk to him and you after this. Hey, everybody there, love line. All right, we're talking about voyeurism and the laws around peeping and creeping. And I know with some of the... stalking things and some of the higher profile things that are going on, that there are prices to pay for this. And Anthony is a police officer. He has some insight on this. Anthony?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, normally I agree with most of what you guys always say on your show, but with this guy, he's got all the makings for a sexual predator in the works.
Right. That's what I told him. Before he hurts someone else, he gets treatment. And the way we treat sexual predators is as sexual compulsives. And
right.
I referred him to the National Council on Sexual Addiction and Compulsivity, who specifically deal with sexual predators.
As far as the law goes, I mean, there are laws against what he's doing. And for him to purposely go onto college campuses and start peeking in people's windows is a crime. And it is arrestable.
What is the crime? What is the nature of it?
There's prowling crimes. There's peeping crimes. It depends on his intent and where exactly he is.
Well, that's what we said, too. We said you have to prove it. How do you prove intent for guys?
That's the thing. I mean, if this guy's delivering pizzas and he's just slowly cruising down the dorm street.
Right.
Right. And if somebody's standing in their window and obviously changing in front of an open window that's open to public view, no, you don't have a crime. But if this guy's actively seeking out windows to look in and he's actively looking for or using any kind of aids to help him look in these windows, then it's a crime.
Right.
But I think you would agree that there's a lot of gray area here. There is gray area. It's hard to prove.
Bottom line, at least.
I think what it is you have to establish a track record of this for guys, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, I mean, listen, if he's got binoculars and he's got his pants around his ankles and he's on someone's lawn dressed like a shrub, that's easy to do. But, I mean, if this guy's just sort of floating around saying he's looking for his dog, it's kind of hard to prosecute, I'd imagine. I mean, but if a guy came across a judge's desk and he had a bunch of priors, don't you think it would be a little easier case?
Sure.
And that's what we say when it comes to a lot of this sort of gray area crime stuff. I don't mean gray area, but I mean we talk to people who were raped.
And they didn't report it.
But it wasn't really rape
right.
because they were kind of dating the guy.
Right.
But he didn't drug them, but he got them drunk. But she kind of said no, but not really.
Right.
But it was rape.
Right.
But nothing ever really going to happen to the guy.
And it happened 2 months ago.
Or 2 years ago,
yeah.
Right. What we say is report it. Even if this doesn't put him away, the next time this comes up, this will be on his record.
Right. It'll be say, hey, this is that guy. See, we couldn't prove it last time, but now
right.
we got it.
We have a little pattern emerging.
So should you have been arrested for peeping on your buddy?
I was in my apartment. How dare you?
Hey,
how dare you?
I'm offended. I'm just going along Anthony's logic here.
Equate me with a common...
peeper.
Yeah, raincoat-wearing peeper. And by the way, though, when it comes to these court trials, it's always amazing to me, and Drew, you know this from doing this show. I remember, like, the O.J. trial where they're like, the fact that he had a long history of violence against women is not admissible in this trial. It's like, that's the only thing that should be admissible.
Right.
I mean, that's all you need to know.
Right.
You got one guy. I mean, you got someone who's accused of killing his wife, and I see this all the time. And he's got a whole bunch of priors for beating on ex-wives. That's all you need to know, isn't it? Maybe that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But they will oftentimes not put that and not let you bring that.
I think that's just in murder trials.
Is it just in murder?
Yeah.
Nicole?
Hello?
Speaking of murdered wives.
Oh.
You're 22?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. I've been going out with this guy for about 2 months now. And he told me, you know, that he was a stripper in a gay bar. And I figured, you know, that's cool and all. I didn't think that, you know, he swears up and down to me that he's not attracted to guys. And a couple weeks ago, he was over at my house, and I was talking to him, and he told me that he let this guy go down on him, and he was telling me that he liked it. And I'm going, well, how can you not be attracted to men if, you know, if that's something that you know, enjoy or whatever.
What's your question? Hold on. What stripper to gay bar?
Right. He's got these clients too, though. He's got
No. Listen here.
Stop
scatting, everybody. Everyone verbally and mentally scats on this show.
Yeah.
What is
Vamps.
Stripper at a gay bar? What does that mean?
He tells me that he's a stripper at a gay bar, but actually I don't think that's what he does because I met a client of his, okay, and he says that this guy pays him like $1,700 and he tells me it's just for him to get duct taped or some crazy.
Hold on.
Well, your boyfriend, this guy's a prostitute.
Hold on. Listen, what do you do? Smoke meth all day?
No.
What's up with you? What's wrong with you?
No, I'm just...
You just huff copy or toner?
Why, no.
Well, you're all over the place, sweetie. I'm trying to figure out the stripper at the gay bar.
No, good past that. The guy's
really?
The guy's a prostitute.
I don't know.
He's a prostitute.
There's gay bars, and then there's, like, strip bars for...
He's a prostitute that hangs out at a gay bar.
Okay.
And he dances naked at a gay bar?
No, I don't know. That's what he told me that he did. Okay, but that's not...
Okay.
Almost positive. That's not what he does.
All right. But that'd be a good day if he did that.
Yeah, you'd be relieved.
Okay, what's wrong with you? Let's focus on you. What's wrong with you? Do you have a mental condition?
No.
Really? Do you work?
Yeah.
You're able to work?
Yes.
What do you do?
Well, right now I'm going through medical training to be a X-ray technician.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you sound like you're trying to create a stable life for yourself. This guy's out of control.
The prostitute.
Yeah. You're gonna get a nice AIDS mustache.
Yeah.
So
what are you thinking?
Well, no.
Enough.
Because,
break up with him. What's wrong with you? You overweight?
Why can't you see reality? Why can't you do that?
Well, no, I'm just saying. My question is, I mean, he's saying that the only thing that's going on is that he's letting this guy duct tape him to a freaking post or something for like $1,700, and I don't believe him.
Okay, Nicole, he's a prostitute. Just, why can't you see that?
Just break up with him. Would you, screwball?
What are you thinking?
We broke up a week ago. I'm just saying, I'm thinking that.
Listen, here's the deal, Nicole. You need to get a hepatitis B, a hepatitis C, and an HIV screen.
Yeah.
You've been with a prostitute. That's it. You've been hanging out with a prostitute and a gay prostitute, possibly with a gay male.
All right. And how about get a CAT scan while you're in there, too. Mm. Just to make sure the synapses are firing. Kelly?
Hi.
Jesus, we're almost out of time. You're 17. Your neighbor secretly put a camera in your room?
Yeah. I was out of town for...
Maybe we should pick up with this tomorrow. Yeah, pick up tomorrow. We can.
We can?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going
to do this first thing tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime, keep your panties on.
Believe me, I'm not the kind of girl that would go take it off for anyone.
Okay. All right. And we'll talk tomorrow. And this is going to happen more and more. These lipstick cameras. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? We'll be back. Well, that's it, everybody. Executioners in here tomorrow night.
That's right.
Yeah. You're into them, right, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.